Das Chazor sich nicht mehr zu sagen, wenn wir hören, dass er sich mit Zia Daf Lamed Gimel sagt, der Mishnah. If one saw his own lost item, the lost item of his father, getting his own lost item takes precedence over that of his father. If someone saw his own lost item, the lost item of his Rebbe, getting his own lost item also takes precedence over that of his Rebbe. If one saw the lost item of his father and the lost item of his Rebbe, the lost item of his Rebbe takes precedence because his father brought him into this world, but his Rebbe taught him wisdom and brings him into the world to come. However, if his father is also a Chacham, then getting his father's item back takes precedence. If one's father and Rebbe are carrying loads and need help putting it down, he should first help his Rebbe, then his father. If one's father and Rebbe were imprisoned, he should first redeem his Rebbe and then redeem his father. However, if his father was a Chacham, he should first redeem his father and then his Rebbe. Fredek Nimor, how do we know that his own lost item takes precedence over that of his father? So, Fredek Nimor, Yehuda Nimor Rav said, the pasuk says, Efes ki lo yebecha evyain, which teaches that one may worry about his own finances before the finances of others. However, Yehuda Nimor Rav said, if someone acts in this way, he'll end up becoming Nebuch, a poor person himself. Mishnah said, Hayavav v'rabbi noisin masoi v'chulu. A braisa says, when we mention a Rebbe in these terms, our mei says it refers to a Rebbe that taught him Gemara, not the Rebbe who taught him Tanakh or Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says it refers to the Rebbe who taught him most of his wisdom. Rabbi Yehuda says, even a person who explained one Mishnah for a person is called his Rebbe for these purposes. The Gemara shows that Rava and Shmuel both held like Rabbi Yossi. Ula said that Tamid Chacham and Bavel stand up for each other and tear clothing upon the passing of one of them. However, with regard to giving a Rebbe precedence over a father, they only did so for a Rebbe Muvik, a primary Rebbe. Rav Chista asked Rav Huna, what if the Rebbe needs a certain Talmud, meaning the Talmud is needed by the Rebbe to help clarify certain matters for the Rebbe? Would this Rebbe take precedence over the Talmud's father? Rav Huna thought that Rav Chista was referring to himself as a Talmud with respect to Rav Huna as the Rebbe, saying that, oh, you need me. Rav Huna got upset about that and responded sharply. They each became upset and did not go visit each other. Ultimately, Rav Chista faced the 40 fasts because he felt that he hurt Rav Huna's feelings, and Rav Huna fasts the 40 fasts for having suspected Rav Chista when it wasn't true. We learned that Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, named Rav Yechanan, passed like Rav Yehuda, and Rav Acha by Huna, and the name Rav Sheish was passed like Rav Yosef. We learned that Rav Yechanan always follows an anonymous Nishan. An anonymous Nishan says that the Rebbe referred to is the one who teaches his wisdom, which is what Rav Meir said in the Braisa. And for tomorrow, when the Mishnah says wisdom, it means most of his wisdom. Zaktimar Vaita Bryce says, one who is immersed in the learning of Tanakh has accomplished some, but not a lot. One who is immersed in Mishnah has accomplished a lot and gets rewarded for doing so. One who learns Gemara, there's no greater accomplishment. Yet, one should always run to learn Mishnah more than Gemara. In fact, the Bryce seems to be self-contradictory. So Rabbi Yechanan said, the part of the Bryce that says the Gemara is most important was taught in the days of Rebbe. Eventually, people stopped learning Mishnah and only learned Gemara. When he saw this, Rebbe then darshaned that one should always run to learn Mishnah. The Gemara brings the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Eloi, which teaches the importance of learning Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, son of Rabbi Eloi, also darshaned the pasuk, which shows that learning of Gemara is of the highest level of learning. Still, the pasuk teaches that even those who don't learn Gemara will join in the happiness of Mashiach and will not suffer any embarrassment. Hadnalach perek elu mitzias perek hamafkid perek shlishi zok the heilig mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. If someone gives an animal or kalim to a shemer to watch for him and it's stolen or lost, and the shemer decided to pay the owner for the amount of the item instead of swearing, because the rabbanim have said that a shemer chinam may swear and not have to pay, and the ganef is then found afterwards after he paid, the ganef has to pay kefal, and if the item was a sheep or an ox and the ganef had Shechter sold the animal, he'd have to pay dal v'hei. To whom does he pay the kefal dal v'hei? To the shomer. However, if the shomer decided to swear rather than pay, and the ganef is then found, the ganef would pay the kefal dal v'hei to the owner of the item. Frech, the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to specifically mention the case of an animal and the case of kalim? Why wouldn't one have been enough? And for the Gemara, if it only mentions animals, we would say, in that case, the owner of the animal gives the right to collect the kefal or dal v'hei when the shomer is paid instead of swearing, because the shomer expended much effort in caring for the animal. But when the deposit was kalim, where such effort is not expended, maybe the owner doesn't give over the right of collection of the kefal. And if the Mishnah would only have mentioned the case of kalim, we would think in that case the owner gives over his right to collect the kefal because the value of the kefal is not that significant. But when dealing with an animal, the possibility to collect dal v'hei exists, maybe he does not give over that right of collection. That's why both cases are necessary to be written. In fact, my Rabbi Mechami asked, presumably this right of collection would have to be given to the shomer at the time that he's given the deposit to watch. Now, a person can't be makna something that is not yet in existence, so how can the owner give over the right to collect the kefal dal v'hei at that time? Even according to our mayor, who says that a person, it could be makna dov shloi bali olam, that's only something like selling fruit that has not yet grown from a tree, because the fruit is likely to grow. In our case, there's no likelihood that the item will later be stolen. Even if it's stolen, who'll say that the ganav will be caught? Even if the ganav is caught, who'll say he'll pay kefal? Maybe he'll admit his avera and be potter from paying the penalty. And the Gemara, Rava said, it's as if at the time the animal is given over to the shomer, that the owner tells him, if the animal is stolen and you decide to pay me rather than swear and be potter, my animal should be kind to you from right now. Rav Zera asks, if so, the shomer should even be kind of the shearings and the offspring of the animal from that time, because he's kind of at the time he's given over. And yet a Braisa says that he does not get the shearings and the offspring. After the Rav Zera said, it's as if the owner tells the shomer, if you pay instead of swear, you should be kind of the animal from now, but not the shearings and the offspring. The reason he would make this distinction is that people more easily give away profits that come from outside sources like kefil, but are not as quickly give away profits that come from the body of the animal. Others say that Rav has said, it's as if at the time the animal is given over to the shomer, the owner tells him, if the animal is stolen and you decide to pay me rather than swear and be potter, my animal should be coined to you from right before the time that it's stolen. And that's why he doesn't get the sharings of the offspring, because that happened prior to the moment before the theft. And the Mara explains enough commitment between this approach of Rava and the previous approach of Rava is that the second approach, he's not faced with the question of Rav Zera. Another difference would be where the animal was in a swamp, meaning not in the property of the shomer right before the theft. According to the second approach, the shomer would not be able to be coined to the animal because it's not around for a kinyan to be made. Whereas according to the first approach, he's still coined to the animal because it was coined at the time that he received it from the owner.